60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before that, most of the world is currently looking at South Korea right now, watching the Winter Olympics, cheering on the athletes and rooting for their home country.
It's awesome, yeah, man. I love the Olympics.
And well, that's very exciting. There's another heart-pounding competition that's happening on the other side of the world that's capturing everybody's attention. It's happening in the town of Kurikuri, Australia, where 50 people from around the globe have registered to take part in Mullet Fest.
Shut up.
Yeah.
This is way more exciting to me than the Olympics. If they would make mullet competitions an event in the Olympics, I might watch. The annual competition to decide once and for all who has the finest 1980s hairdo, Mullet Fest.
The thing is, though, it's in Australia. So even though these guys have mullets, I'll probably still find them attractive because they all have Australian accents.
I know, me too.
My brain is going to be so confused if I attend this thing.
I'm not even into dudes, but I meet anybody Australian.
Yeah,
male,
you're like,
female, whatever.
My pants are off already.
Yeah, a dingo. I would do a dingo if it was from Australia. Judges walk around the contest, examine their hair, and score the mullets based on volume, size, texture, stage presence, and overall style.
Wow, that's actually like a real competition.
It's just how business is it in the front?
Mm-hmm. And depending on how particular hairstyle, there's a category for everybody. The best everyday mullet, because you know, some mullets you can't wear every day.
No, that's a good point, yeah.
The grubby mullet.
Oh, man, that thing's dirty.
The Ranga mullet, which is for redheads only.
Oh, wow.
Ladies mullet, junior mullet, and overall mullet champion.
Oh, I was in the junior mullet, too.
Oh, baby, that's so cute.
Many locals believe the town of Kurikuri is the epicenter of mullet pride, and they hope they can get Mullet Fest internationally televised.
God, you know, they do it in Australia, and it's awesome. They do it in my hometown in North Idaho, and it's white trash.
Apparently, they still need a few more entries for the ladies' mullet and redhead categories. So if you think you've got a mullet worth some recognition, ladies, then hit them up.
Nice.
Take a look at the Chelmsford Hotel Mullet Fest event on Facebook if you want to learn more about that. Yeah, so we're actually really serious about that.
Seriously cool, though.
All right, it's time for your shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who did you get?
Oh, I got my own name.
All right. Jose's got the shock collar while he's putting that on. Jeff, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
Currently, the Winter Olympics has 15 different sports that athletes can compete in. But did you know two of the winter events actually made their first appearances during the Summer Games? The first one was introduced at the 1908 Summer Olympics in London, and the other one appeared at the 1920 Summer Games in Antwerp. But both sports shifted over with the creation of the Winter Olympics, and they've been part of the festivities ever since. Name the two sports.
That's kind of crazy.
They started as summer.
Well, because there wasn't Winter Olympics back then.
Yeah,
right?
it was both. But what? Okay, so, like, I heard this year they're trying out winter volleyball.
I saw that
too.
That's
not like an official event. That's just like they're doing it for fun to see if people react.
Like winter beach volleyball?
Yeah, yes. Like there's snow on the ground.
In the snow instead of sand.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't think bikinis though.
Oh, so, that's a shame.
That's probably why it hasn't gone
frostbite.
Over as well. Yeah.
Okay, but it has to be something like that that can be played either maybe indoors. Are there any indoor
sports?
Well,
hockey can be played indoors.
Boom.
Hockey's played in
that's a good one.
Warm places all the time and you go to the indoor skating rink.
That's true, yeah. I mean, yeah, okay. I'm going to say hockey's one of them.
Well,
that
what about if
so
you didn't?
Sense.
I mean, if you're going to go hockey and you're going to stick with that mindset, wouldn't you do something else that's on ice? That's on the same
That'd
thing.
Be indoor, so, but curling?
Curling is indoor.
Yeah.
But it's for ice. I don't see that as a
rollerblading.
Yeah.
Think outside the box here.
The half pipe? Are you thinking in the 1920s they were doing the half pipe?
Yep.
Yep.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
Currently, the Winter Olympics has 15 different sports that athletes can compete in, but did you know two of the winter events actually made their first appearances during the Summer Games? Oh. One in 1908, one in 1920. What were they?
It's the sport that you can play year-round no matter what the weather is, cross-country skiing. Right? People do it in the summer?
No, but nobody cross-country skis in the summer. You need snow to cross-country ski.
Dang it.
What are you talking
okay,
about? Do you even know how that works?
I don't know. I figured there'd be a path still. Okay.
Or what about figure skating? Hockey and figure skating.
I'm going to go hockey, and I'm going to go curling.
Figure skating. Okay.
And I'm...
Hockey and curling?
Hockey and curling, sticking with my gut.
Okay.
Two of the most popular Winter Olympic sports today actually debuted as part of the Summer Games. They were able to make it work because both of them were indoor events that could take place even if the weather outside
yes!
wasn't cold.
All right.
One of them happened in 1920 when they added ice hockey
yes!
to the Olympics.
Okay.
And the other one happened in 1908 when the Olympic Committee added figure skating.
Dang it!
Figure skating.
Rocky.
That
oh,
was it.
I was...
Originally Summer Games.
All right.
Gosh.
Got it wrong. And
dang it, it was right there.
Somebody texted in and wanted to hear Who Let the Dogs Out by the Baha Men. So sing that whenever you're ready, Jose.
Who let the dogs out? Woof, 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 woof. Who let the dogs out? Woof, 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 woof. Who let the dogs out? Woof, 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 woof.
I'm trying to see if there's more lyrics to it.
Who let the dogs out? That's it. Woof. Woof, woof, woof. Who let the dogs out? Woof! Ah, I knew it was coming.
Move at 92.5. Camila Cabello is coming to downtown Seattle. Seattle.